The E-Commerce Fuel Podcast is sponsored by Klaviyo, the leading e-commerce marketing solution for email and SMS trusted by over 50,000 merchants. Why? Because they have a pretty amazing segmentation and customization engine built in to their marketing platform. It lets you send messages based on what your customers have done, what pages they've visited, how much they've spent with you, how much they're likely to spend with you over time with their very cool LTV prediction tool, what products they've purchased or haven't purchased. It's pretty incredible. And in a world where email inboxes are only getting more crowded, people are getting more ruthless, sending highly targeted messages is the only way you're going to be able to cut through the noise. And you can do that with Klaviyo. So if you want to make more money from your flows, from your efforts on email and SMS, check them out. You can start for free at klaviyo.com/ECF. That's klaviyo.com/ECF. The E-Commerce Fuel Podcast is brought to you by OneClick Upsell, the largest and most popular upsell app in the Shopify marketplace, trusted by over 11,000 users, over 1,900 Shopify Plus stores. Man, it is hard to get people to your store these days, whether you're doing organic or whether you're trying to get down in the muck that is Facebook ads these days with the disaster that that has become. You want to take advantage when people actually show up. And if you give people a chance, 1 in 6 will spend more money with you if you send them a personalized, targeted, relevant upsell offer, which is what OneClick Upsell makes it super easy to do. You can do it pre-purchase, post-purchase, give them lots of different options. It makes it incredibly easy, and they've helped store owners generate over $200 million in additional revenue. So if you want a slice of that and you want to get started, you can get started really quickly with them in just a few minutes. Get your first upsell up and running. Check them out at ecommercefuel.com/upsell. Hey, it's Andrew here, and welcome to the E-Commerce Fuel Podcast, the show dedicated to helping 7- and 8-figure e-commerce brands build incredible businesses and amazing lives. And today, I have a good friend on the show, returning guest, multi-returning guest, Mr. Eric Van Holtz from beardbrand.com. We have a good time here. We were in Austin for our Austin regional meetup this fall. Had a really good time. Thank you to everyone who came out. And so we sit down, we had a chance to sit down after that and kind of talk, just catch up, talk a little bit about the event, and also chat about his new brand. He's launching a new brand, Sovereignty. And we kind of dive in like, why would you do that? He's got an existing brand. Why split the focus and do something new? How is he thinking about that today in a world where Facebook's very different, where the marketing landscape's different? And yeah, just kind of that whole approach, especially having a business and going back to zero. I think a lot of times we forget how hard it is. Anyway, it's a fun time. He's a great entrepreneur and just friend and personality in general. So I always enjoy chatting with him. So hope you enjoy my chat with Eric. Let's dive in.
Eric Van Holtz.
What's up?
Dude, this is sweet. We are in your, what do you call this, the podcasting room?
It's like my office. This is where I work. But studio is another word for it.
Yeah, it's. I feel like a little deja vu. I feel like I've had a dream here where I was near getting my hair cut.
And oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of. Yeah, you can get that sometimes, right?
We've changed it around a little bit over the years. So we did used to have a barber in here kind of working under the table during the whole COVID stuff where he had to put food on the table. So like it was kind of hush-hush and only the clients who wouldn't snitch on him, I think. In August, we rolled out our barbershop. So we launched a barbershop a year ago and I've grown that to about 4 barbers. And then I was able to reclaim my space. So now we have a couch that I can take naps on and a couple chairs. And I've even done some down towards the end of the studio are a couple more mics where I've done like live streams there and just kind of like changed up the scenery a little bit.
You're making me feel very much like an amateur. Like you get, I feel like I'm in like the Joe Rogan experience or something here. And I need to level my game up. You've got a cool kind of like little skull anatomy thing. You've got like a full on gas mask here because you're taking COVID very seriously. Like this is cool, man. And this is, yeah, I feel like very nicely done. Also, we were talking about this later, but your podcast you do a podcast for Practical E-Commerce mm-hmm. and it's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And I don't say that lightly. Like you do, I value brevity. I value cheekiness and like, you know, back and forth and banter and it is really well done, man. Ah. Like, I've listened to like 7, you know, probably 5 to 6 episodes just, you know, in the last week. So if you're not listening, like obviously I'm good friends with Eric, but like it's a really, really nice job.
I think the only reason I'm successful is because I just copy what you do. It's like, what does Andrew do? And I'll just try to do it half as good. So second best podcast on the internet.
Disagree, man. You do a really good, and it's all e-commerce focused. So if you're listening to this, you will definitely enjoy it.
It was actually, you know, when the when the whole lockdown started, I got the itch to do these podcasts as a way to kind of like actually build rapport with my daughter. So I bought this Rodecaster. I actually have four Shure mics and the boom stands, and I was just going to build it in my house and kind of like do podcasts. And my wife had a podcast idea as well. So my daughter and I, we would hop on the microphone, and this makes soundboard noises and stuff like that.
Can we pick a random? I'm going to pick a random button here. Let's do the screen one. That was fitting. That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's she would just push the buttons like constantly, but it was a good way to kind of like bond with my daughter and do little. So every time she comes in the studio, she'll get on the mic and we'll record some little short snippets and things like that. So we had a daddy and daughter show that I think we made it to about three or four episodes before I lost my cool and realized that like doing a podcast with a 7-year-old is pretty challenging.
That's awesome. And thank you for hosting us. Like, you were super kind and generous. You've got this amazing space here in Austin, a gorgeous outdoor space, really cool kind of like co-working / office space down below Beard Brand. And we had our Austin regional ECF meetup here, had about 40 people, incredible time. And you kind of, I mean, you're hosting in your space, you're emceeing it. It was a sweet event, man. So thank you for having us.
Yeah. Well, you know, like going back to the ECF number one, ECF Live number one, it's my favorite conference. I've said it on my podcast as well. Like you put on a great event, you've attracted the right kind of people who like understand what it takes to build a business, be humble, work hard, and kind of enjoy the journey as well. And you know, it's the one conference I always look forward to. And unfortunately, in March is my son's birthday, so I gotta put family first.
And we'll miss you, man. You're making the right call.
Yeah, maybe I can zoom in or something.
We'll get a big cutout of you and just take you around like we were talking about.
Yeah.
Take a bunch of pictures and photobomb. You can photobomb everybody. But yeah, it was fun. We had great talks from Patrick and Mallory on Facebook and TikTok. Thank you. We got to stop by a couple of local ECF member businesses. Will Roman from Chizo's Boots. Got to see how he makes these like super high-end boots. And Paul from BK Beauty. I was hopped on a bus and like, kind of got to see how the sausage was made, which was really fun. So yeah, thank you to all of you. Thank you to, and also to Postscript for sponsoring and helping make it possible. So it was really fun, man. Thanks for.
Yeah. And Austin's got it really does have a great D2C community, e-commerce community. It's just a small snippet, our ECFers. There's more beyond that. So if you're in the area, you know, hit me up. I'll invite you over to Cuts in Capitalism, which is my in-person event for e-commerce people.
You do that like every other week, right?
No. Once a month.
Once a month.
Yeah. The third Thursday. It's invite only as well. So you can't just come in. It's not publicly. I guess this is now kind of publicly. I'm going to get a bunch of weirdos. No offense to your listeners.
No offense at all.
I'm going to get a bunch of, there's a bunch of cool people there. So yeah, just hit me up and I'd be happy to send you the invite and the details.
Cool. So you've got, I think a lot of people know about Beard Brand. You've created this super, super cool company around men's fashion and men's grooming, and allowing men to just, you know, feel like themselves especially with beards, of course. But you got something new in the works, which is kind of cool. I want to talk about. It's called Sovereignty, right?
Yeah. Sovereignty is the same core values, same mission, not in the same mission, but we want to help people build a life of their own choosing. And so it's along the core values of Beard Brand, which are freedom, hunger, and trust. And the challenge with Beard Brand and the beauty of Beard Brand is in the name is beard. So if you have a beard and you like your beard, which Andrew does not, unfortunately, right now, he's got a great beard, which I just don't think his wife prefers it, right?
I don't think, I'm not sure. We'll have to get back to everyone on that.
But he does have a great beard. Yeah. But people, like, you either identify with the beard or you don't. And if you don't identify with the beard, the brand's dead to you, essentially. Like, there's no way I'm going to win you over. Even though we've got a sea salt spray, we've got a deodorant, we've got shampoo and conditioner, we've got bar soap, we've got, most of our products are designed to use off of a beard, but you're just not going to get beyond the name. So wanted to, you know, figure out how we might be able to reach a larger audience of people with the same core values at freedom, hunger, and trust, but with just kind of like different packaging, essentially. So we've adjusted the formulation of one of our best-selling products, Utility Balm. So we've made this balm. We call it Balm Divine. And we want to have, really want to kind of, it's a gender neutral, it's a, you know, unisex product, but we want to speak first to women and then to men. So it's going to be trying to target like a beard brand. Half the team are women. So it's like the beard branders who are women and the things they stand for, they really resonate with the brand sovereignty.
So totally makes sense. Don't diversify, I'll be able to talk to some of those people, but do you worry that starting something else, like it's hard to do one thing really well, right? Yeah. Like it's exponentially harder to do multiple things well, that you split your focus, that you get distracted. Like, cause I mean the highway of entrepreneurship is like littered with like these burned out, you know, chassis of vehicles of people who try to take on too much stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It could do it. And I'm fine with that. You know, it's part of, there's a couple things I want to say about that. First, if you're Googling sovereignty, it's S-O-V-R-N-T-Y. We're doing everything we can to make it as hard as possible to be successful with this business. So the first thing is like this weird, goofy spelling of the name. The second thing is, you know, I always tell myself like more focus, more focus, more focus. But at a certain period of time, we'll be celebrating 10 years of Beard Brand. And one of the problems that I need to solve is, to a certain degree, is just like maintaining that excitement for the company. And like, I love beards. I love beard care. I love the space. I love our customers. I love everything about that. But how often can I talk about how to grow a beard? It gets a little exhausting. And so, you know, this is like a little light of excitement for me. It's something to be a new challenge, something I've never been able to do before and try to do things differently than before. I think the way we're doing it is we're trying to bootstrap sovereignty similar to how we bootstrap Beard Brand. So if it does fail, it's going to be like $1,000 of, you know, product cost or something like that. It's not going to put me under. It's not going to, or if I need to devote more time to Beard Brand and just let it be on its own, that's going to be fine because there's no real higher maintenance costs. It's just like kind of a plug in to what's going on at Beard Brand.
Yeah. One of the things too, like you're a very anti-debt guy, right?
Oh yeah.
A huge anti-debt guy. And one of the, you know, one of your core values for Beard Brand is freedom. And I think that carries over into sovereignty. We had a really interesting thread pop up in the forums this last, I don't know, month or so where people talked about like paying off their home mortgage early. Some super cool stories in there. A lot of people who did, but it was fascinating to see the differences between people who wanted to do it just from a raw emotional standpoint. Like, hey, I'm not going to be, if my plan is to be as wealthy as possible in 20 years, this is a bad strategy and I don't care. I love having it paid off, done it, zero regrets. And other people are like, you're crazy. Like you're leaving like, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousand dollars on the table, just invest the difference, drag it out over 15 years. So like, why for you for debt? Like why is debt, how do you come about your philosophy on debt? Because there's radically different views. They've worked well for different people, but how do you come about yours? Because yours is much more on the like, hey, I don't want a drop of this.
Yeah. So let's be clear. I want to say I'm anti-debt. I think debt is a great tool and a great device for many people to be able to achieve things that they wouldn't be able to achieve on their own. It's wonderful. I think debt is amazing. I think also building a life to the point where you don't need debt anymore is even cooler. And for me, like one of my core values is freedom. To me, when I owe somebody money, I'm not free. Like I'm no longer working for them. And I understand like if I've got $100,000 in the bank and my mortgage is $80,000, I could just pay it off at any time. And essentially you're free, but it's still just that writing the check. And I know you're not even writing the check. It's all an auto payment. I get all that. Like it's just like, you know, like it's all mine. Like everything's all mine. I own it. As much as you can own it in the society we live in. Talking about like property taxes and homeowner associations and stuff like that. But, so there's always going to be a balance of freedom. You're never going to be like totally free. You're always going to be constrained by something. But, you know, to me, like living a debt-free life is one of the most freeing things to have. And we were able to, you know, fortunately be able to purchase our house with no mortgage at all. And there's just something really cool about going to buy a house. And it's like, okay, here's a check.
You didn't do the suitcases full of cash?
That would have been
your style.
Yeah. No, it's like, here's a check. And then like assign a couple of title things. And then you're out in like 30 minutes. Whereas when you buy it with a mortgage, and I've bought houses with mortgages before, and you sign in and you got to get like, you know, like appraisals and, you know, like all the title insurance or whatever insurance you need to get, inspections and stuff like that. It's like, I can just buy this house. And if it's $200,000 more than the market says it's worth, no big deal. It's my money, you know, just write it. So it's just like that. I don't know, just like that freedom of just being like, nobody's bitch. Like, I just don't want to be anyone's bitch.
Hey, it's Andrew here with a quick aside. And you obviously love e-commerce. You're interested in that. And so I wanted to make sure you're aware of the private community we have at E-Commerce Fuel for 7- and 8-figure e-commerce brand owners. And it's something we've been building for close to a decade now with over 1,100 members across the globe. And our secret sauce, like the name implies, is that everyone inside has deep experience doing this with an owner mindset. And so what does that mean? It means you get, when you log into our form, you get fast, on-point answers to your most pressing questions, regardless of whether that's you're negotiating a new lease for a warehouse, or maybe you're negotiating with UPS or USPS or FedEx about shipping rates or pickup times, or potentially you're just looking to find a great outsourcer, or wondering if you can even outsource your content. Is that something anyone has had success with? You can tap into this huge knowledge and brain trust across the globe and get answers within hours, sometimes even minutes. So it's an incredibly active form with experienced people. You get to plug into an amazing network worldwide. A lot of our members, when they travel, if they touch down in Dallas or Sydney or London or Bozeman, Montana, or whatever it is, oftentimes they'll reach out to other ECF members. You know, obviously a little harder to do potentially right now, but and see if, you know, they want to get together for a beer to connect and just, and oftentimes get to know a new friend. So it's an amazing network, as well as invites to our member only events like ECF Live, which is our annual summit gathering for about 200 people. And then finally, the intelligence in our community just that's shared helps you avoid making really costly hiring and software mistakes. So our members write reviews on what they're using, their software tools, their agencies, completely unbiased, completely from their own experience. And so you can avoid making that, you know, hiring that agency that's an absolute nightmare, but you don't know about it. Or you can hone in on the one that actually does a really good job. It saves you a ton of time and money from bad hiring and software decisions. So if any of this sounds interesting, head on over to ecommercefuel.com and you can learn more about the community, what's included, and apply for membership as well. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in to the discussion.
Well, there was someone, and I don't want to name them publicly because it was kind of in the community privately, but someone who had been working toward this for their entire 30s, right? Like the day before they turn 40, they're going to be paying off their mortgage, which is just, it's so cool. You know, it's such a cool thing. So back to sovereignty, freedom is hugely important to you, value the two brands. We kind of live in this crazy era of changing stuff with Facebook and tracking and pixels. And you kind of have a unique position on this because, like, you want to try to launch the brand without using any kind of pixels or tracking, right?
Well, yeah, I don't want to talk too much about this because, because if I fail at it, then I don't want to be like, you know, like going back on promises. But
yeah,
going back to what I said earlier and doing everything I can to make it as hard as possible.
So just to be clear, you are on the record saying you will never use pixels at all for Sony, right? Like yeah, that's a promise, no, yeah. A brand promise.
It's a brand promise. No, I think it's kind of interesting, like in today's environment, especially as we see a shift towards like GDPR and the California thing and just like consumer privacies that I very much align with, to be able to grow and market a company without using trackers like Facebook or Google. And I do think they're... like everything, there's a gray line, you know, like first party data versus third party data. And, you know, how can we build this with essentially like first party data? And what are the data tools that we use? And what are the indicators that we can use to know if we are being successful in our marketing efforts or if we're failing and we're losing money? Because the reality is the company is not going to be successful and sustainable if we have to pay, you know, $100 to acquire a $50 customer. So you do need to be able to improve and learn and grow. But I think by giving yourself those restrictions, it challenges you to think of different ways of doing that. And, you know, one way is influencer marketing, right? Or one way is affiliate programs. One way is catalogs, which Alan with Peddler, do you know him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and yeah, if he was here last night.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how to pronounce his company's name, but he does like 70% of his business is through catalogs. And I just find that really interesting is like you have new opportunities for marketing that you may have never considered. Radio, you know, TV. Like there's so many ways to promote your brand. It's not just Facebook.
Community. Well, you've got the Alliance. It's like a community for beer brand. How has that worked out? Because I feel like we talked about this yesterday. We've also I've done a couple podcasts with folks over the last year. The number of people I have seen growing e-commerce businesses built around community has like exploded the last 18 months. So how what do you guys do for beer brand? And it's like, how does that worked out? Cause you've done that for like 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we screwed up a lot in the early days, like everybody else with a new project or endeavor, but I think we've built a pretty strong and healthy community over the years. We have Sylvester, who you've met, who manages the community and inspires them and cleans up any kind of drama. My big thing is I don't want drama, you know, like, and I know like when you get a bunch of people together, you're always going to have like differing views and things. And I feel very fortunate that the type of people that Beard Brand attracts are not drama people. They tend to be like, they're okay with their own decisions and recognize that not everyone has to believe in what they believe in to validate their beliefs. So they're okay with other people having different perspectives in the world. And so like, I don't know, I think we're like 3 years in, maybe 4 years in. There's very, very, very little drama. It's very supportive, a very warm community that helps each other out and lifts people up. And it's been a great way to also get feedback from the people who are most loyal to the brand on the things that are most important to them. So we'll get products out there, prototypes out there, get feedback from them. And it was also a way for us to get sovereignty out there into the hands of people. And I don't want sovereignty to be this like, you know, side brand of Beard Branders. I don't want to cannibalize Beard Brand products. I want to target different audience. I want to grow beyond the beard. And but at the same time, I want to be able to, you know, kickstart it. So we were able to utilize our relationship with our community members to get the products in their hands and get honest feedback and to be able to share that feedback on the website through the reviews. So that's been a little strategy for us as we try to get sovereignty out there.
Yeah. How do you, some communities, I know that they have a Facebook community and they use the community to drive, you know, promos and sales and things like that. Maybe they'll launch to an SMS list just within their community. Like, are you using the community? Two questions. How do people come into it? And then B, apart from kind of the product research and the loyalty stuff, like it's great for nurturing relationships with existing customers. How do you use it to, is it a source of driving like revenue for Beard Brand? Like how do you think about it and how it actually, is it mostly, can you use it as a great platform for driving revenue? Or is it mostly like a goodwill generator?
I don't know. I mean, like I'm not, this everyone's going to realize how incompetent I am pretty time. It's like, oh yeah,
we've like, get Sylvester in here.
Yeah. I think for us, you know, a couple of things is we built it on our own platform using Discourse. Is also the e-commerce fuel form. So it's a great software. I've de-zucked my phone. So I have no Instagram or Facebook or WhatsApp installed on my devices. I'm not a big fan of Mark Zuckerberg. We do use Facebook and Instagram. So I'm not like totally without his influence, but I think he's a kind of a not an inspiring person to want to support. So I've removed that from my phone. And that was a big reason why we built on Discourse was to just have that independence and that control and not worrying about, you know, the baggage that comes along with building on someone else's platform. And then for us, you know, we used to it was like $30 a month or something like that, or $60 a month. And the price point was always like a deterrent to having trolls come into the community who just like screw with people or take photographs and share them, do mean things. And which is like weird that someone would come in and like mess with like weird people. But there's trolls everywhere. But we kind of learned that, you know, it wasn't really like having a community as like a revenue generator wasn't really, I think, the best policy. So we now use, it still has a price tag. It's a $90 lifetime membership. But if you place 3 orders with us, you can get access for free. Or if you place over like $150 with us, you can get access into it for free. So it's a way we still have those hurdles and limitations to prevent people, but it does kind of self-select to people who are most passionate for the community. And I think one lesson that I really learned in the early days was like, as we tried to get membership up, because community is worthless with nobody in there. We kind of seeded it to a lot of our YouTube subscribers who are like these big like beard fans, but not all of them were beard brand customers. So we had a lot of people in there who just like, you know, talk shit about beard brand or, you know, like present other companies. And it's like, why are we doing this? You know, like, why are we investing all these resources for, you know, kind of jerks who are, oh, get this company, beard brand's too expensive, you know, whatever it is. And it's just like, you know, like, I you know me, I don't want to like rule with an iron fist, but at the same time, like, you're not a charity.
You had a lighter gauge whip last time than the last event I saw you MC. So you're kind of toning it down.
Am I toning?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Sorry.
You changed that whip to a cowbell, you know? I had the motion down pat. I was just like, boop, boop, boop. But
Audrey, our director of events, brought a cowbell because, I mean, we got 40 people packed into like sardines in this space. And so it gets really loud. I thought it was brilliant. Like, I was a little jealous. After you left, I actually got the cowbell and I didn't really have to make an, I didn't really need to make an announcement. I kind of just wanted to use the cowbell. And so just wailed away on it.
It was fun. Yeah. It's fun beating the smack out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The conference was a lot of fun bringing those people together.
Yeah. It was a good time. And on the community front, if you're in the ECF, we actually have had so many people start building communities and do this. We actually created like a category and a tag for it.
Oh, no way.
So you can search for all of our members that actually have that as skill or the top discussions that we have around community. So it's, you're in the community, in ECF community, this is very meta, but search for community tag and all those will pop up.
Yeah.
One last thing I want to talk about. You've got a kind of a group of three friends and business partners, and you started doing like some e-commerce investing, right?
Yeah. Did we talk about this on a podcast earlier or no? I forget what was our last podcast topic about.
I can't remember. I don't know. I think maybe we touched on it, but like you're in like a year.
Yeah.
In.
So we've got our first investment. So the company's called Area 627. So the 627 stands for six figures to seven figures. And Area stands for Aaron, Ryan, Eric, Antonio. So it's the first initial of our names. And so we're very proud of that wittiness to come up with the title.
Just be copywriters.
We're very self-congratulatory. I think none of us are lacking ego. But yeah, so Aaron and Antonio and Ryan, we all have a history of e-commerce experience and also, you know, kind of bootstrapping our businesses. None of us like went the investment strategy for building their businesses. And we enjoy business, like, and we enjoy the early stages. We enjoy kind of helping people scale. So we wanted to be part of entrepreneurs' journeys to like really expedite that learning curve and kind of help them with, you know, that those scaling concerns they have, you know, hiring people, cash flow management. And then ultimately, we don't really look at it as an investment firm. It's more of a partnership. Like the money comes in as just like a fair way to exchange, you know, equity for ownership and to come to the table. But really it's more about us being able to partner with the companies and to take a, I want to say a hands-on role, because ultimately it's going to be we want the entrepreneur to have majority share and they make all the decisions. It's their company, but we just want to be there to help them along the journey through the way. And so we can only get up to like five investments, I think is going to be our cap. So we've got one down and about four to go before we literally are not going to have the time to give these businesses what they need. So it's been real exciting. And, you know, like within, with our first partnership, the client was, we were able to essentially triple their top line revenue within a couple of months.
And just, so you're meeting, is it every other week with them?
Yeah.
So you meet every other week, talk about what's going on, dive into their business. You're not coming as an agency, of course, but you're also maybe definitely more involved in like a quarterly board meeting. And all four of you guys working with the founder to kind of for an hour or so once every other week to dive into their business. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And we, you know, get real hands-on. Of course, we provide advice and they can take it or leave it. And fortunately, we tend to try to work with people who are open to advice and trying new things and recognizing, yeah, we can, you know, raise the price here and test it for a week. And then if it doesn't work, we can always lower the price. So we've been fortunate that the first partnership really aligns with kind of the way we see the world. And I feel very fortunate to be able to partner up with them. And so if that company is Dispatch. So if you need any kind of bicycle headset caps to accessorize your bike, then head over to dispatch.bike.
We do an annual bike packing trip with some good longtime friends. So I may have to pick some of those up.
Do you have a name to it?
We don't really know. So we've had some in the past, but we've had some, just like you, we were very clever and like made acronyms out of all of our names. Brilliant. Two geniuses right here. And so I think the acronym no longer works very well. So we might have to rename it, but that's cool. What's the name of the website again?
Dispatch.
Dispatch.bike. That bike. Okay.
You can do customized headset caps. So you could, for the trip, you could just all get, you know, the same kind of cap and put it on your bike. And
yeah. I don't know what made me think about this, but Will from Chizos last night was talking about how he went out and registered all the domains of his competitors, like competitor.store, competitorb.store. And then he pretty much either put total smack talk on them or links back to his own site. I can't remember which one. But he was just buying up all of the .store properties to pretty much troll his competitors, which I
thought was really? Pretty, yeah, I didn't hear that. I missed that.
Thought that was pretty funny.
Will is, you got to get Will on your podcast.
Oh, he's been on before, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been on. So, well, dude, excited to see what happens. Like Sovereignty, so can you spell that again for people so they know where to check it out?
Yeah, Sovereignty, Sovrnty.
As amazing balm for hands, for moisturizing, for what else people use it for?
Yeah, so you can use it as a face balm, like a moisturizer. You can use it as a tattoo balm, a foot moisturizer, and just use it as like general dry skin, hand, if you're washing your hands or if you're packing a lot of cardboard boxes, keep that around, keep those hands nice and moisturized. Put it in your hair, you put it in your beard balm. There's endless supply. Anywhere you want something like nice and hydrated.
It's like duct tape for taking care of yourself.
Yeah, for your body. Yeah.
Body and, duct tape. You should consider rebranding, man. I think that's
going
to ring.
I think what's going to be interesting with this product is right now it's in a big ass jar. It's like 10 ounces. And everything else at Beard Brand is like, you know, 3.5 ounces, 4 ounces, something like that. In the women's space, like these things are typically in like a 1.5 to 2 ounce one. So like our price per ounce compared to other premium products is like super low, but because it's in a big jar, it's relatively high. It's like $62 or something like that. So it'll just be interesting to see, like, do I need to do smaller packaging? But we put the packaging in one of the swing jars to be able to give them a glass jar that they can use after they use the product. Because, you know, reuse is a better strategy than recycling. So it's a premium, like the jar itself costs $10.
Dang.
So yeah. So it's a nice jar. If you like those kind of jars.
Sovereignty. And then if people are, the Area 627 sounds interesting to people, the website where they can go check out, like get in touch and say, hey, I want to talk to you guys every other week.
Area627.com. And again, that's like 6 figures, 2 7 figures.
Got it.
And then 2 is, of course, the number. So it's
number 2.
627. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're not listening to Mr. Eric on the Practical E-Commerce Podcast,
oh, yeah.
It's good stuff. So,
dude, I'm doing a lot.
You got,
maybe I am more productive than I thought. I got to get more focused.
Oh, man. Well, dude, thank you so much for hosting us again. Stoked to see what happens with Sovereignty and the, of course, investment fund. And yeah, man, it's fun coming back here every year and a half because to see what you've done with this place. It's a really cool office and brand you put together, man. So yeah, well done. And yeah, always fun talking.
Well, thanks for having me, man. It's been great.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening. And the fact that you made it to the end of the episode tells me you're probably somewhat interested in this stuff and might be a really good fit for the E-commerce Fuel community. Our community is the world's largest group of 7- and 8-figure e-commerce store owners and offers a value-packed form, dynamic live events, and much more. If that sounds interesting at all, you should learn about membership and how to apply at ecommercefuel.com. Big thank you to our 2 sponsors. Supercharge your email marketing efforts with Klaviyo, the world's best email and SMS marketing engine at klaviyo.com/ECF. And also one-click upsell from Zipify apps, where you can rapidly increase your average order value by offering powerful targeted upsells. You can get started with them at ecommercefuel.com/upsell. Finally, thanks to Sherelle Torricampo for helping produce the show. Work hard, adventure often, and looking forward to seeing you again next Friday.
This is the ASY Radio Network live from New York.